You can't expect athletes today to be what they were yesterday. Look, I remember in 1968, somebody, Howard Cosell, called up Jackie Robinson and said, "What are these Negroes talking about? They're talking about boycotting and demonstrating and so forth at the Olympic Games. Why don't they do things the way that you and Jesse and Joe did them?" And Jackie's response was, "If I were a young athlete today, I wouldn't do them the way that I did them or that Jesse did them." This is why Tommy Smith and John Carlos was not Jesse Owens. Bill Russell was not the Harlem Globetrotters. Jim Brown was not Kenny Washington or Woody Strode. Kurt Flood was not Jackie Robinson. And Muhammad Ali most certainly was not Joe Louis. Every era generates its own dynamic and its own political character. And so as each wave of athlete activists has come along, they have brought along their own interpretation and system of activism and their vision of activism that is characteristic of their era. And so this era of athletes will not be like the athletes of the third wave in 1960 with Ali and Smith and Carlos and American Football League All-Stars and so forth, any more than the athletes of that era could have ever imagined the money and power of the athletes of this era. The Under Armour CEO came out and made a statement last year about how Trump was an asset. They have a contract with Steph Curry. Steph Curry got on the phone and said, "You have to explain that to me. I agree with you that he's an asset. If you remove the ET from the word, you're going to have to explain that to me." He has a $90 million contract with Steph Curry, and he knows that Steph Curry could get on his computer and say, "To hell with Under Armour, don't buy no more of their stuff," hit SEND, and his stock would drop precipitously. And so he took out a full page ad in a Baltimore newspaper, essentially bowing from the ankles and apologizing. And yesterday, he quit the Trump Business Council over the Charlottesville, Virginia incident and Trump's response to it. So he learned a lot from Steph. So at this point, we could never have imagined in 1968 an athlete with that kind of power. But that's where we are. So this generation will craft its own movement. It may not take a whole bunch of them. It takes maybe four or five big-name athletes to go online, make their sentiments known, and hit the single most powerful word, four-letter word in the English language, S-E-N-D. And all of a sudden, it not only goes out all over this country, it goes out all over the world. So we need to understand this generation of athletes, what their options are, and the last thing we should expect is for them to do things the way that we did them any more than we should have expected Ali to do things the way that Joe Louis did them, or for Smith and Carlos to do things the way that Jesse Owens did them, even though they are all great warriors moving this ball up the field in terms of freedom and justice and equality, achieving that more perfect union in American society.